Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to spend a little time in Atlanta because there's a lot of intrigue surrounding the Falcons and what they might do with that number 4 overall pick in the NFL draft, which we'll know the answer to this question this time in 2 weeks. But for now, we're left to speculate and also pick the brain of our next guest. Randy McMichael is an NFL veteran, a tight end when he played in the league. Now he's part of the midday show on our Atlanta affiliate, 92.9 The Game. Randy, thanks for a couple of minutes. What do we think, or what do we know, or how do we guess what the Falcons are going to do with that number 4 pick in the draft?
Well, right now, as of whatever time we are right now, I know Taylor Fott knows all of his phone is ringing as far as teams try to move up. And I think that the Falcons do want to move out of there. I think it's more or less because you look at Matt Ryan. I think personally Matt Ryan has 2 to 3 really good years left in him. I just think you got to build a team around him, especially that team up front and the running back. But I think that, you know, the Falcons, if they stay at 4, I think Kyle Pitts, if he's there, I think you got to grab him. But I think the Falcons should move back. But the story here in Atlanta is, and I say this to our audience all the time here, Amy, is if Justin Fields is there at 4, he's a local kid, quarterback of the future, can you pass on him, you know, and you need to sell tickets, you know what I mean? So I think the Falcons are at a point where they want to get up out of there, but they have to look at what Miney got. Miney got 3 firsts and a conditional 3rd. Mm. The Falcons got to get at least 2 first round picks and maybe a 2nd or something for that spot for teams to move up.
The problem is the intrigue about number 3, right? Because there's a lot of smoke and mirrors about what the Niners may do at number 3. So just for argument's sake, Randy, if they come in and they take Justin Fields, then what happens? If you know, it could be the domino effect.
The thing about the smoke and mirrors is I think everybody's looking at it because all the smoke and mirrors say San Francisco's taking Mac Jones. Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are drafting Mac Jones. I just don't believe that. And it's nothing personal against Mac because I think, and Amy, you've been doing this a long time. I think when you go through this draft process, because you prefer one prospect or another, people look at it as you're bashing another prospect. I'm not bashing Mac Jones. I think Justin Fields is a better player. You know, so I don't know why San Francisco would trade out with him for Mac Jones, but if they do. I think Kyle Shanahan is the best offensive play caller in all of football. But, I mean, the smoke and mirrors part about it is that, you know, they're going to Justin Fields, his pro day, I think it's next week up in Ohio State because they went to Mac Jones in Tuscaloosa. I mean, it's so crazy right now. And we're at a point now that we get prospect overload. We just got to find something wrong with these guys. If you remember the year of Mitch Trubisky and Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes, it's all about, you know, draft a guy who I think is a guy who can put your team in a position to win a Super Bowl. They almost won a Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo. If he hits Emmanuel Sanders, 49ers won a Super Bowl. I think that the Falcons need to find, first of all, they need pass rush, they need offensive line help, and they need safeties and a running back. They don't need a quarterback right now at the number 4 spot, in my opinion. They can find one in the 3rd round, 4th round, 5th round, and the crazy thing about it, Amy, is that there's other drafts that people don't want to talk about. There's a draft next year, there's going to be a quarterback. Next year, it's going to be a quarterback. So I think that the Falcons have got to find a way to get up out of 4. And right now, I know that Terry Fott knows the GM here. His phone is ringing, and he needs to get right there for this team.
Agreed. There are so many other needs, and it's certainly not the fault of Matt Ryan. I don't even think really the fault of the offense that they end up in this number four spot. And yet teams are so obsessed with quarterbacks and finding the next hot young thing. When you think about some of the young studs that are making headlines and helping teams win these days, Randy McMichael spent over 10 years in the NFL as a tight end and was drafted in 2002. He's joining us from our Atlanta affiliate 92.9 The Game. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. How different was it when you were drafted in 2002? How much has it changed, meaning the atmosphere, the attention, the hype around the draft?
It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. The fact that pro days right now, and I understand the combine's not here and all those things, I know they're going to have some prospects up in Indianapolis for the medical rechecks and all those things, but it's unbelievable the new thing that everybody does, the draft machine, whatever they put it in, and it pokes out draft picks, and they're sending them to me, like, Randy, what do you think about this? I don't know. I'm not up there flying rich with, with Terry and Arthur Smith up there making a draft, but it's unbelievable how big this has become because of the fact is that football never dies. It never sleeps. NBA has a dead period. Major League Baseball is there. NFL, it goes year-round. And right now, you're at a point, and it could be because of the whole pandemic and all that, and we're seems like we're coming up out of it, but that could have a part of it also. But I've never seen just the fact that Zach Wilson threw a ball when he was rolling to his right and threw it back to his left or left-right, and everybody just says, oh, that's the greatest throw I've ever seen. Are you serious? There's nobody about to hit him. There's no pressure on him or nothing. So, I mean, I just laugh at it and everything, but I always want to preface everything I say is that I want all of these young players, these young men, to succeed. And the thing about the quarterback position, Amy, you know this, it's always overvalued. It's always overscouted. And if there's five first-round quarterbacks this year, one will be a superstar, two will be okay, and two will be bust. That's how it always goes.
Trevor Lawrence, he's already a superstar, a household name, and I know he had an incredible college career, but the pressure that's on him as the presumptive number one pick, the guy can't even go to the Masters and hang out with, well, he was hanging out with Patrick Mahomes, but he can't even go to the Masters and enjoy himself without cameras being on his every move.
Trevor has been a superstar since he's been in 10th grade. I mean, up there in Cartersville High School. You know, this guy, and he's getting married this week out of three, too. So he's at the Masters, and the fact that his wife let him go to the Masters it is Thursday. He's already there Thursday. But the fact that she let him go, that's enough pressure enough to say, hey, babe, I know it's our wedding weekend, and I know we got all these people coming in town, but can I drive over I-20 to go down to Augusta to go to the Masters real quick for the first round, and I promise I'll be back in time. But even Trevor, as much as people have, just anointed him as this generational prospect, you never know, because the thing with young quarterbacks, and we've seen this, is that you got to surround them with the right things. Trevor is going to, when he's drafted in three weeks, he will be the whole pressure of the whole city of Jacksonville will be on his shoulders to try to revitalize an organization whose owner hasn't really shown us anything about, him wanting to be a winner. It seems like he wants to get to London so bad that all this is done. We don't know what Urban's going to do. We don't know anything about these guys. But, I mean, from what I know, from people who know Trevor, he's ready for this burden.
I am looking forward to seeing his transition, to be sure, and have been really impressed not just with him on the field, but off the field, his leadership, his maturity, and as you say, the fact that he's balanced and he's well-rounded. Randy, we just had the expansion of the season from 16 to 17 regular season games. The playoffs are already supersized, so the NFL, it's like urban sprawl. It just keeps on going. So your reaction to having 17 games in which your body takes that crazy pounding?
It was inevitable. It was. And the thing about it is, and I just remember, I remember being in the league when we went through that one strike, and it wasn't really a strike, because the thing about the players is, I remember, Amy, the last game, we walked out the tunnel. All of us held up our fingers. We're one. We're going to stand together against the owners. We're going to get our demands. And then when late July came and them checks weren't coming in, it was like, hey, we need to get back to work. until the players decide that they're going to miss money, they won't get what they want. Now, the 17th game, they're getting money for that 17th game. So it seems like it's one of those things where damned if you do, damned if you don't, because of the fact is that you collectively bargained this. You gave them that power. And there's no way in heck that the owners are going to miss out on a Sunday game check for the owners. I don't know how much they make per Sundays on an NFL Sunday, but I know it's a boatload of money. And there was no way that they were not going to take advantage of that opportunity. Now, as a player, you're never healthy after the first hit you take at training camp, you know, and it's to a point where, you know, you fight through it, you get through it and all those things. And I just don't know how it's going to affect as far as when you are clinched a playoff spot in week 15, because we've seen how it is in a 16-week season where, hell, Patrick Mahomes don't play for 3 weeks. So is it the point where they clinch, they don't play for a month? But, I mean, until the players can find a way to sit down and be like, hey, guys, because it's easy for a player who's making $10 million to a guy who's making $450,000, which is a whole lot of money, don't get me wrong. But when we all know, when this whole new CBA was bargaining and collecting all those things, it was geared towards the mid to lower level players, which rightfully so, they deserve more money. But, you know, that'll be all right. I mean, I just look at it like this. When you wake up on Sunday, it's game day. Mm. No matter if it's week one, week 17, it's time to go. Let's go. I'm not going to sit here and be like in the locker room, sitting in my locker with my helmet on. Man, I don't want to play this game. No, it's game time. So that's what the players do.
Randy McMichael spent over a decade in the NFL as a tight end, and now he's with our Atlanta affiliate, 92.9 The Game, as part of the midday show. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So as part of our question tonight for my listening audience, we're talking about evil empires in sports, and I'm thinking about Major League Baseball, the commissioner's office, some of the moves they've made where I feel like they can't get out of their own way. Randy, the decision to, because of a political controversy, they're moving the All-Star Game out of Atlanta. What kind of a reaction has that had locally?
Major League Baseball needs to grow the hell up. They do. They need to market their young superstars and allow this game to grow and bring these young kids. Like when I was a little kid, I love baseball. But they need to market these young players. And when this ruling came down, you know, I never thought that they would go this extreme. We're gonna have an All-Star game because we lost the NCAA tournament.
Right.
How great this will be for the economy, all these things, jobs, everything you think about when you have one of these major sporting events in your city. And when it came down, I was like, oh. And I know Mayor Bottoms and everybody, they were lobbying for Major League Baseball not to take it out of it. And I mean, I would honestly believe I was so surprised by it, and I hated that it happened for this city because we needed that. We needed that platform to, one for one, for jobs for the people who work at the stadium and around the city and all those things. But, yeah, it really caught me off guard when I saw that. I was like, hold on, what? Because I saw the story that it was a possibility, and Amy, I paid it no attention. But then when I saw what actually happened, it really took me for a back.
It's definitely one of those moves where baseball has faced a polarizing reaction, and I certainly hope that the league office is prepared to deal with it, whatever the fallout happens to be. All right, so the Braves have started out a little bit slowly. I know it's a really long season, but are you guys into debating every single game, every single day, and people freaking out over it?
Of course they are. You know, like you said, I was an athlete for a long time, and now doing radio, you interact with the fans even more. And no team here in Atlanta frustrates me more. But I have faith. I'm not going to panic because there's 162 games. And I believe that this team will challenge. I know the Dodgers are the Dodgers. I know, you know, what San Diego's done, Tatis and all those guys. But I believe in my Braves. And we are going to win the World Series this year.
Well, how about that?
You know, in April. I'm saying in April, but I believe it. But, yes, you know, as fans, we are about our teams, and we love our teams, and we get frustrated when our teams don't do what we expect them to do.
Yeah, perspective is completely lost when it comes to being a sports fan. So you had that perspective as an athlete, but not so much as a radio host.
No.
Logic does not appeal to sports radio audiences. It's not an attractive quality. But you can straddle the line. So it's good to have you on the show. You can follow Randy on Twitter at RandyMack81. Spent 11 years in the NFL as a tight end and is now part of our Atlanta affiliate 92.9 The Game. I always enjoy it when I get to do my show from there. You can catch him middays. Great to talk to you, Randy. Thanks so much.
No, Andy, thank you so much for inviting me on. It was a pleasure, and you take care, okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.